Sweet Lord in heaven, it's March Madness.
Had some good pads.
I don't know why you decided to speak prospector there.
I don't know what's going on. It's the non-productive women in fiction, women in comedy, March Madness. Still
Stand
going
back.
On.
He's gone March Mad. Oh,
I got the March Madness, and it's itchy. It's itchy. I'm Frank.
I wish they'd invented penicillin by now.
Yes, penicillin, the only known cure for March Madness.
Or, you know, baby powder. I mean,
what? I'm not sure what's happening.
You're itching, so just
That just masks the damn symptoms, Al. It doesn't cure anything.
It's like
as long as it's not talcum powder, that gives you cancer.
Whoa, really? Does it?
Certain brands, yeah, talcum powder.
Let's just change the focus of this podcast.
Okay, never mind, sorry.
So that cartoon I watched when I was young where talcum powder exploded, that wasn't just a lie, I guess.
Talcum powder with actual talc in it.
Yeah.
Not like most of the baby powder, which is just cornstarch.
Imagine being a fan of this March Madness competition and tuning into this episode. Imagine it. Our topic is amazing. We are celebrating our favorite women in fiction, women in comedy. And actually, interestingly enough, this time our final four are all women from TV shows. We have four characters from television. Take that, silver screen. We don't need you.
We don't need you, Frau Booker.
Eat it, books.
No, wow. There it goes. Eat it, books. That is basically the tagline for the network. And also, what else are we screwing? Old-time radio?
Comic books.
The hell with all of you.
Did they let women on old-time radio?
There was mostly women. It's because of the AM frequency.
It can only carry female voices, right?
There's certain frequencies. It could only carry female. So Mel Blanc was a beautiful woman. Why are we doing this?
I believe that, based on the way Bugs Bunny was drawn in a wig.
Serious? Right, yes. So our final four for the Women in Fiction, Women in Comedy contest are, of course, Linda Belcher from Bob's Burgers, Liz Lemon from 30 Rock, Rose Nyland from Golden Girls, and Leslie Knope from Parks and Rec. Man, Parks and Rec it. So this is a pretty amazing. So let's do a quick recap. We had all four of the Golden Girls in this competition, mm-hmm. one for each district. That can't be what it's called.
Bracket,
whatever. Like region. Hunger Games, right?
Fight to the death.
Sure. And the only one that made it to the last round was, of course, Rose.
Just like real life.
We can't keep making that one joke, but we will. Because we've got
I only made it twice.
This is my first time.
Oh, do we take turns making the joke?
Sounds good to me.
I don't know if I agree that Rose was my favorite character from Golden Girls.
I feel like she had the best humor, though, because she was the most, airheady, dense one, in which, Sophia was old and funny, and Blanche was the, I'm still hot and young, and then, I'm blanking. Dorothy was the more practical person.
Dorothy was savage.
Yeah.
But Rose would always come up with the good one-liner that, she would be ignorantly savage sometimes, where she would say something so on the nose that everyone else would just kind of look at her like, damn. She wouldn't realize how, on the nose it would be. So she got a lot of funny lines in that way.
She wasn't aware of her humor as much as the others.
Rose is definitely the one, just speaking from an outsider point of view, if somebody brings up the Golden Girls and says...
The rest of us were speaking as Golden Girls, but give us your outsider point of view.
She's the one... If somebody asks you which one's the funny one, the answer is Rose.
Yeah, okay. I could definitely see that. That tracks. It's interesting that all the Golden Girls have their own... A gimmick, maybe I would say Blanche had probably the least. I mean, definitely she does have a gimmick in terms of.
So she's got a gimmick.
She is the designing Southern, women.
Yeah, I'm not going to say what it is, but all she's got a gimmick.
She's the entire cast of designing women forged into one ultimate Southern woman.
Yeah.
No. But she definitely has a gimmick, but it's
she's
not something.
Flirtatious.
I can't think of what her tagline would be, right? So I've got Sophia's got the picture at Sicily. She's got her specific thing. That's not all the jokes she tells, but she's got a particular gimmick. I guess Dorothy maybe is just the razor sharp wit.
Yeah.
And then Rose has her St. Olaf stories. I'm not sure if she's my favorite, but she definitely was the fan favorite. She made it to our final four. Good for her for beating up every other Golden Girl that didn't actually happen at any point during our competition.
No.
But that's the narrative we're going with. Ow.
Also, she's the last of the classic comedians in here.
Definitely.
Like, there's no one else is left. Lucy's been defeated. Mary Tyler Moore's, like, you know, taken down.
Cutting room floor.
This, for some reason, hey, good rhyme. Round, we got a lot of flack about Lucy being defeated, but hey, you know what? She was defeated because not enough people supported her, but also I do think our reasoning was right. I think she was probably knocked out because it was like, giving Lucy the crown isn't really that spectacular.
Yeah. Lucy's got the crown.
Yeah. So that's why, like, if you're having a competition for best president, you don't vote George Washington. You vote Taft because he's a tubby. I don't know. Yeah, also, I feel weird because I introduced Al now, but not Michelle, Pete, or myself, Frank.
Hi, Frank.
Somebody cut that and put it in the top Michelle. Of the podcast. We're moving on.
Okay, moving on.
To our next character, our final animated character in this competition, Linda Belcher from Bob's Burgers. We had a lot of Belcher kids. All the Belcher women were in this.
Yeah.
Tina, Louise, and Linda were all in this. Linda was the only one who made it to the final four.
Yeah, every other one's kind of got kicked out rather early, if I remember correctly.
Early on. I think that's a fair... I think Linda is a fun mom. Yeah.
She's got her songs. The songs. Like the Thanksgiving Day song. Yeah. I forget how it goes, but she always dances like the ants.
She probably also forgets how it goes. Yeah. That's
because she
cool
just
thing.
Makes it up. I do that with my cats.
You just make up cats?
I don't. Yeah. I make up songs.
Which is sadder, actually.
No, I have two. They're real, I swear.
Yeah.
I make up cats.
There's fur on my pants.
I'll take your word for that.
I'm glad we had a comedy beat on that one. Linda's great. Linda is a wonderful mom character. Very disappointed that, like, say, Marge Simpson didn't show up on this.
I'm not. I think that...
All right, screw you, Al.
I don't think Marge is very
Marge
funny.
Marge isn't that funny.
Shut up, all of you. That's a horrible thing to say. Marge is maybe the funniest character on The Simpsons.
Why didn't you...
She didn't get nominated because she didn't get nominated. I'm not saying this isn't about Marge, but this is about the mom hate I'm experiencing right now between all you patriarchies. That's not the right word.
No.
But doesn't matter. So
it
Louise
describes me pretty accurately.
Yeah, Louise is really, like, she's got that mom energy that is amazingly funny because it's so awkward. It's so weird.
Like, it's like if you gave the mom from Married with Children a heart. And it just seems to work really well for her.
You're reacting to her hair. You know that, right?
No.
You're totally reacting to her, like...
No, because she has that, like, she has that bob sometimes she does that, too. Like, there's a lot of things that are very much...
I'm not Googling the lyrics for Thanksgiving Day song at all.
Absolutely.
I'm sorry.
All right. So anyway, No, it's also Bob, you know.
Bobby!
Oh, we're going to do a Bob off. Or is that, there, that yeah, what this podcast at. Has become? I think the only other animated series that made up was maybe Archer.
Archer had two characters in it, yeah.
Just Pam from Archer.
It was just Pam, okay.
Yeah, I don't think Cheryl or...
No, it was just Pam.
Yeah.
Wow, all right.
So, No. Mallory. Did Mallory make it? No, she didn't. She was Mallory Archer. Did not. I confused her with the mom from
Bluth. Arrested Development.
Lucille Bluth.
Well, you know, close enough.
Yeah, all right. Fair enough. Next on our list, we have Liz Lemon, one of only two characters from 30 Rock, one of the, like, pillar sitcoms of the 21st century. A favorite of mine, Liz Lemon is the icon for any office worker or anybody who's a creative worker as well. I think it's weird. That's kind of a borderline character where, like, if you're stuck in the office trying to deal with the miserable 9-to-5, or if you're a creative person trying to deal with the miserable life you have, you can channel her and feel like there's an animated GIF somewhere of Liz that represents you. And I think that is pretty awesome.
Yeah. My mother really related to this show and really fell pretty hard for the Liz Lemon character. I remember so many episodes of 30 Rock just playing off in the background, just, you know, because she seemed so enthralled with that show. Me personally, having just kind of stuck around for a few episodes where Tracy Morgan would go crazy and just be like, ah, that was funny, and then just kind of walk away.
You have to stick with it. This is a marathon show. I think you should watch it and come back to this podcast afterwards. We'll pause.
Yeah. Oh, I do like the episodes with her and her boyfriend.
See how easy it was?
There you go. With Matt Damon when he was on the show. Like, that was actually real. Those episodes were really funny.
Her relationships are always very real.
Yeah.
And, even if they're ridiculous with the stunt casting of whoever the celebrity is. My favorite part about, I think, Liz Lemon as a character in this competition was pointed out in one of our articles that she is this pitch hitter. She is a straight man when it's appropriate, and she is the ridiculous buffoon when it's appropriate, when it's needed.
Switch hitter.
What did I say?
Pitch hitter.
What is the difference?
Well,
one pitches,
in the
one
middle
switches.
Of this March Madness competition, explain baseball to me.
No. Pitch hitter.
It's about basketball.
No, pitch hitter is correct because you pitch and you hit. And so a pitch hitter is a person who hits and also pitches.
No.
So a pitch hitter.
I'm not even sure if that's true.
No, it's not.
I think a pitch hitter is like
in
a pinch.
Totally not a term.
In a pinch, you need a hitter.
No, pitch. I said pitch.
Yeah.
You said switch. I'm saying no, pitch hitter is the correct term.
Well, no, first of all, pitch hitter is not a term.
This
that just describes
amazing.
Somebody that hits pitches, I guess.
Yeah.
Which is anybody in baseball, ideally.
Yeah.
A switch hitter is someone who bats both lefty and righty.
That does track better.
Which
ow,
is,
you idiot.
Which directly relates to a point
no,
that was being
gonna,
made
I'm
in the comment.
I'm
going
to fight on this one because
like,
you pitch a out. Joke and you, like, because there's you pitch a joke as well as hitting the joke. Like there's a. There's
listen,
a
if you know the answer, you should probably email.
You should probably subscribe to our Patreon.
Yeah, subscribe to our Patreon at the $100 level and tell us the answer.
And I'll also still give you voicemails.
Yeah, we have no way of determining what you've subscribed for. So, yes, do that. So, yeah, Liz Lemon, great. And our final character in the final four is Leslie Knope from Parks and Rec.
Nope.
No, that's her. Who she is.
Yeah.
Leslie Knope from Parks and Rec is, I think, I'm probably wrong, but perhaps the only female character who is on a sitcom, a comedian, like a funny character from our original March Madness Women in Fiction competition. I feel like that might be true. That everybody else is like a superhero or a supervillain or some movie franchise. Leslie Knope, I can't remember if Lucy was on the competition. I feel like she should have been, but well,
I feel like Liz should have been.
I don't think Liz was. I think Leslie Knope was one of the only characters in our original competition.
Yeah.
Because she is everybody's favorite. She is beloved by people across the political spectrum. Because
you want to believe what she's... What
unless...
She's...
Oh, sorry.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, unless you're like extremely conservative and hate parks.
I don't know what that means.
Well,
that
like...
can never happen.
A park is like a
a place where you keep your trees, I know.
Yeah,
okay. Yeah, go.
But I think she's just so full of heart and just like she's motivated and willing to like get anything done that she can to save what she thinks is important. Even doing things fruitlessly that she knows are not going to actually, you know, do anything, but she has to try. There's the like 100 meetings in a day. It's like, oh my gosh, we can do this. I'm so motivated to make a difference in people's lives.
She's definitely.
She's an idiot, is what you're saying.
No. She cares.
No, I said that for comedic effect.
She's deceptively intelligent, actually, despite seeming kind of airheaded.
Yeah, I feel like she's definitely somebody you could, aspire to be like and beloved, and she's sweet and what have you. But the comedy that comes from this character comes from the fact that she is like. An innocent in a way. I'm not saying she's not, she's completely oblivious or what have you, but like there is a hopefulness to her comedy that you don't often find in a thing that you would consider a comedy.
Yep.
Normally there's some sort of like little bit of nastiness or like there's a comedy comes from depression or, you know, what have you. But for whatever reason, seeing her be the little engine that could, you still root for her and you still find it amusing that she's doing it. Plus there's also the absurdity, her obsession with waffles, her inability to stop working even when she's deathly ill, her anger at her husband for putting vegetables in her food. Little Sebastian obsessions, and the fact that the ensemble cast of that show is so strong, and she's the icon that represents that show.
She embodies a delightful lack of cynicism.
Yeah, and it's hard to see that as a comedy, but it works. It really does work.
Yeah. But she has the hijinks.
She definitely is involved in hijinks.
Like she kidnaps the penguins.
Yeah.
Just...
Yeah. And or like the episode with the seniors in the condoms.
Yes. The way she deals with the townsfolk in her her admiration, her love for her friends. You could do like a 10-minute jump cut of everything she calls Anne in that. Just a montage of all the different ridiculously positive
things. Like you beautiful sea priestess. Your flowing hair. Gorgeous locks.
She has called Anne a mythical creature so much that it's right on the border of being offensive.
And to think they met because she complained about the park or whatever, ditch.
The ditch, yeah.
The ditch that Andy fell in.
Yes, so a beloved series and a beloved character. Those are our final four. Let's see
how they fight to the death.
All right, in game one, Linda Belcher from Bob's Burgers versus Liz Lemon from 30 Rock. Ooh, I was nervous about this one. Linda is surprisingly popular in this competition. Liz has been underdogging it recently, but we have our answer, and moving on to the final round, Liz Lemon.
Woo!
Oof.
Yes.
I'm happy, but at the same time, I feel like it's going to be really funny if it's Tina Fey versus Amy Poehler at the end of this.
Yes.
Maybe we could get them on the show.
Let's try it.
My mother will be very happy.
In game two, Rose Nyland, the unstoppable Betty White, versus Leslie Knope from Parks and Rec. I think it would have been an interesting narrative to have had Tina Fey versus Amy Poehler in our final round. But Betty White is an icon, and that's why it is shocking she has not moved on to the final round. Leslie Knope. Leslie Knope versus Liz Lemon. It's the fight everyone wanted to see.
L versus L.
All right.
No, all right. Sorry. I'm not sure
if that was the takeaway.
Nope versus Lemon.
Didn't L get eliminated in the first round?
One of the L's. You mean?
I tried, okay?
No.
I made some effort.
The lesson is never try. And the lesson is, hey, vote one more round left. Determine who is the... This is such a heartbreaking episode. Determine who is the most important best woman in fiction. I can't even say it. Oh, Leslie Knope versus Liz Lemon. Oh, the humanity. Oh, the humanity.
Like, I already know how I'm voting, so...
Mark my words, Sophia's coming back to win this.
Oh, no!
Wild card.
This has been a non-productive media presentation. Executive producer, Frank Hablawi. This program and many others like it on the Non-Productive Network is distributed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license. Please share it, but ask before trying to change it or sell it. For more information, visit non-productive.com. Thank you.